My name is Alexander Bystritsky. I'm MD and PhD. I'm professor of psychiatry and biobehavioral sciences at the Semmel Institute at UCLA. I'm also the director of anxiety disorders program here at UCLA. Over many years, I have been treating anxiety and OCD patients. One of the interesting issues is the diagnosis. While we always have clear diagnostic categories, starting with DSM-3, we do not see those patients in the clinics. Very often, patients who come to us meet criteria for OCD, but they also meet criteria for 2 and 3 other diagnoses, specifically in the area of anxiety disorders. They frequently phobic of something. They frequently have, for example, social anxiety or general anxiety, besides having clear OCD symptoms. What is also very interesting, we have patients who initially have one diagnostic category, and when you treat them over time, they move from this diagnostic category to another one. For example, some patients could meet initially criteria for panic attacks, and then they would have OCD symptoms that emerge over the time. After that, they frequently have some other phobic symptoms or depression. That it tells us that our diagnostic category is not perfect. Another problem with OCD patients, over the time, people develop the notion of OCD spectrum disorders that include people from different diagnoses and diagnostic categories, and sometimes it could become very broad. This approach is called dimensional. In this approach, everyone who has obsessive component to their disease is lumped into a category of obsessive compulsive disorders. That is problematic because then people who perseverate after stroke and have repetitive movements or thoughts, or autistic children with OCD symptoms, or truly OCD patients could be lumped into the same category, and they may not be the same disease. What we need to have over time, better understanding of mechanisms of these disorders, underlying mechanisms, underlying circuits. We made some progress in that respect, but we're still not there. One of the approaches that's starting to emerge is to use mathematical models in diagnosing anxiety disorders, or at least evaluating them in addition to standard statistical diagnosis. Current statistical diagnosis represent a snapshot of what's happening with the patient. It simply lists symptoms that move this particular patient in this category. However, as I said, over time, those symptoms can change. Viewing patients as a movie, not within specific time, but over time, could help us to understand how different symptoms interact, what is primary, what is secondary. For example, in obsessive-compulsive disorder, we could see that rather clearly. Sometimes obsessions emerge first and then compulsions become reactions to that. So viewing over time how different symptoms interact within this time space could allow us to construct mathematical models that could also accommodate genetic and functional imaging data and have overall better view of the disorder that could lead us to better understanding, diagnosis, and eventually to better treatment of this condition.